This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
An increasing number of Chinese companies are turning to dual share listings as tensions between Beijing and Washington continue to heat up. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. They've been dubbed homecoming listings, and Yum China, the parent company of KFC and Taco Bell in the country, has been the latest to embark on one. It's already listed on the New York Stock Exchange, but with more regulatory scrutiny surrounding Chinese firms, the company debuted a secondary listing on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange today. The fast food giant raised about $2.2 billion from the listing, but investors didn't rush to gobble up shares. The stock closed down 5.3%. David Kuo, founder of The Smart Investor, explains why.
Well, I think it's primarily because, number one, it's not particularly cheap. You're paying about 40 Hong Kong dollars for every dollar of profit that Yum China makes. And so people are paying up for growth. And I think if you have a look at the restaurant industry in China, people are a little skeptical about whether or not we're going to be getting growth straight away. So those are two main reasons. And of course, the third reason, Victoria, is because it's not a technology share. You can't try and tell people that shoestring fries are microchips, right? So consequently, you are not going to be able to encourage people to go and buy something like a restaurant when they have perfectly good fintechs and technology shares to put their money into.
Yum China isn't the first company to embark on a secondary listing in Hong Kong. Have other companies faced similar difficulty, though, in drumming up investor interest in Hong Kong?
Well, it really depends on what industry you're talking about. So Alibaba had a secondary listing in Hong Kong, and that went reasonably well. So it really depends on the sector. And right now, everybody is interested in the tech sector. So they know that some of the traditional industries aren't going to be doing that well, particularly with COVID-19 still pretty much in the forefront of people's minds. So unless you are in technology, unless you earn something like cloud computing or payment services like Ant Financials, I think you're going to be struggling a little.
David Kuo, founder of The Smart Investor. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Victoria.
Checking broader financial markets, stocks in Asia ended the session mixed, while shares here in Europe are broadly lower. Focus here is turning to emergency talks between the UK and EU over Brexit. An EU negotiator has been sent to London today to question the British government on new legislation that overrides a previous agreement and breaks international law. Meanwhile, the euro is slightly higher ahead of the ECB's rate decision today. No material changes to monetary policy are expected, but investors are watching for any clues about how the central bank is viewing the single currency's recent gains and the effect it'll have on inflation. Since March, the euro has risen 13% against the U.S. dollar. Elsewhere, Indonesia's benchmark stock index ended down more than 5% today after the government said it'll reintroduce social distancing restrictions in the capital, Jakarta. It said it'll also put on hold a multi-billion-dollar plan to replace the capital city, blaming the coronavirus pandemic. The BBC's Peter Hyatt has that story.
Indonesia's current capital is overcrowded, filthy, and sinking fast as it pumps drinking water out of the land it's built on. Rising sea levels add to the threat of flooding, which is already a regular event. So the government is planning to build a new capital, much further east on the island of Borneo and nearer the geographical centre of the country. Work was due to start next year, but officials are now quoted as saying Indonesia is switching its priorities to fighting coronavirus. However, the officials say planning work on the $30 billion project is continuing.
Peter Hyatt reporting there. Since the coronavirus took hold in the UK, there's been a surge in interest to study nursing. 47,000 people have applied to study at one of the nation's biggest nursing departments. It's a 16% increase from last year. People say they're inspired by what the country's National Health Service has done during the pandemic, while others are now out of work and looking for a new career. The BBC's Phil Mackey has that story.
This was in Worcester on one of the first big nights in early April when people came out to clap for the NHS. Now, across the city at the university, this year's new intake of people taking healthcare degrees are putting on their PPE before they can go into class. There are twice as many students taking these courses here this year, so many that there's going to be a second intake in January. Professor David Green is the Vice-Chancellor.
So many have been inspired to go into nursing by the effects of the pandemic.
This is what I want you to do. We're going to keep it nice and sensible.
Ricky Baker used to be a children's entertainer and now is about to graduate as a paediatric nurse.
It's been a roller coaster of a journey. I think I've learnt a lot about myself, about the resilience that I need to be a nurse, and that is the big attraction, because actually nurses are being recognised for all the amazing work that we do do.
Immediately before the pandemic, the NHS had warned that there were 40,000 vacancies in nursing and care work. There are two reasons that applications are up: the high regard in which NHS staff are held, and for those who've recently lost theirs, a career with greater job security.
I've put some grey factors on your skin too, which are...
This is a recording of Mike Blackham from earlier this year carrying out a beauty treatment on a client. He travelled the world working as a skincare specialist. Now he's about to start on a new nursing course at University College Birmingham.
How long it was going on and seeing the devastation and the life effects for people and for myself, for it to last so long and be forced out of work was really quite scary. I mean, I wanted a job I knew I could have indefinitely until the end of time.
Before we do that, should we learn how to take a pulse?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So if you pick up...
Putting Mike through his paces is Catherine Riley, the interim head of nursing at UCB.
Fundamentally, nurses are crucial, the backbone of the NHS, and without them, patient outcomes will be very different.
This year's intake won't graduate until 2023, by when everyone hopes the pandemic will be over, but that the high regard in which nurses and other healthcare workers are held will continue.
That's the BBC's Phil Mackey reporting from all over the UK and here in London. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.